Hey friends, it's June 1st, so you know what that means. Happy Pride Month. Seriously, this month can be so frustrating for Christians to try to navigate as we see corporations and people celebrate LGBTQ pride. But I want to give you guys a few pieces of encouragement to navigate this month. First of all, I think that we can navigate this month well by distinguishing between people and corporations and institutions. I think it's easy to respond to the decisions corporations are making and do it in a way that interrupts our relationships with people. We need to make sure we live out Ephesians 4:29 that says, make sure you give grace to those who hear. Make sure everything you say gives grace. And so it's easy, though, to go on a rant on social media and we respond to corporations, post. And right now, there's so many corporations right now to be upset with Target and now Kohl's and Bud Light. And we see so much chitter chatter about it. But we have to make sure that what we're saying and where we're saying it gives grace to those who hear. And so we have to make sure that what we're saying gives grace to the LGBTQ person who might be our friend on Facebook and we don't even know that they're struggling. We have to make sure that we talk about it in a way that gives grace. Secondly, we need to communicate in a space that'll actually make a difference. So let me give you some examples. Are you upset that your local library is hosting an LGBTQ drag queen story hour? Well, you should be because they're targeting children. But instead of just going on a rant on social media, why don't you go to the county board meeting where they actually make policy decisions for the library? If you're upset at what your school district is doing to celebrate Pride Month, go to your school board meeting and actually talk to them and have a reasonable, rational conversation about it. Like, actually communicate to the people who can actually do something and change something instead of just going on a rant on social media where you're going to harden more hearts and where it doesn't do any good because you're not actually communicating with the people who caused the problem and who can fix the problem. Thirdly is this: be on your knees and pray. Our response to the sinfulness of the world should not be one of arrogance and pride and anger. It should be one of humility and mourning. We should be humble, knowing that we are just as much in need of a savior as the rest of the world. And we should be mourning that people in our lives and people in the world and people running these companies have not yet experienced the grace to repent of their sin. So let's respond with an attitude of humility and mourning and be on our knees praying that we would have discernment on what to communicate, how to communicate, and ultimately rest in God's grace, knowing that He is in control and He gives us an opportunity to make disciples and proclaim the hope that we have. So as we go throughout this month, let's do it well, let's do it right, and let's do it in a way that honors God.